Well, hello. It is the news, according to me. Good Thursday morning. It is December 5th, 2024. Rapidly closing down this year with lots of things going on. I am in Atlanta, Georgia this morning. I hope all of you are doing well. I have a few things to talk about this morning. Number one is what's in my cup. It's always a mystery when I'm on the road like this. You never know what's going to be in my cup. It's more exciting. It's more of an adventure for you, my listeners, to know what's in my cup on an adventure like this. Who knows what could possibly be in my cup? It could get really exciting. I have hot chocolate in my little hot cup here. I always have to have a hot cup and a cool cup, you know, because, you know, that way I can kind of temper things a little bit. I don't want a lukewarm cup. It's got to be one or the other. I'll spew it out. I have a lot going on this morning. There's some hot chocolate with some creamer. It's just half and half. It's some kind of fake creamer here. I'm in a Drury Inn, and it's they have a free breakfast in the mornings, which is good. It's okay. It's fine. It's nothing spectacular, but it's better than paying $20 for something else. It's the same thing, but it's only just arranged differently. I have they got the powdered eggs and the biscuits and gravy, the whole thing, you know. And I had a banana, stuff like that. Gonna be kind of a nice day here today. It's gonna be hopefully up in the 50s at some point, at least up in the high 40s, and probably go out, do a little jogging, little bit of running and jogging this afternoon if I get a chance before I head out here. In the meantime, in my backup cup, that's what's interesting here this morning. I still have my thermos. I still have a little bit of peach sweet tea in my thermos. I think it's okay. Yeah, it still tastes okay. However, I have another backup cup. I have two backup cups this morning, and one of those is going to be my McDonald's sweet tea, which I don't get very often anymore. I found that a lot of the McDonald's sweet tea is just a little too sweet. It's gotten a little bit ridiculous, and maybe it's just my taste has changed. I don't know, but it's to me, I think it's just gotten a little bit. It's a different flavor as well as the sweetness is in some places. Now this where I got it yesterday actually turned out okay. They actually put enough ice in it. A lot of times they don't put that much ice in the drink. Some places they put too much, but in this case, there's a couple places that I go occasionally that I've noticed they don't put as much ice in the tea, which makes the tea a lot stronger, and it needs a little bit more watery down. It needs a little bit more of that ice because, for one thing, it doesn't stay cold very long because they're not giving you the styrofoam cups like they used to. It's not an insulated cup anymore. It's just a cup, and it's... In most cases, you know, some cases they still have those, but very, very few places. And then, of course, in my backup thing here, I'm thinking about dumping this actually into my. I think I will actually. I'm gonna dump the. Okay, they're listening to this live in action here as it's happening. Oh, there's not enough room in there. I haven't drank enough of my thermos out of there. Because I'll be drinking more of my thermos tea. Because that's better tea anyway. All that peachy flavor in there. We have and onward and upward here. We have a few things I want to talk about. And I punched the let's go live button here before I let's go recording live before I was really thinking about what I was going to say today. I have no notes as usual. It's rare that I have notes. Once in a while I have notes, and I suppose it helps you, the listener, to know that. To keep me on task and to actually have a show that's about something. Typically, this is the show that's about nothing, pretty much. This is the Seinfeld of podcasts, I guess. Only it's not as funny. Not nearly as funny. It's not. And of course, it's not never going to be syndicated. I'm fully aware of that. So we have a couple things that... there was something. Mark Dice actually has been hitting it out of the park lately on his... some of the stuff that he's been going after. Just the general tone right now in the media, the news media, is especially from the conservative media and conservative commentators, is the way the left is just losing their minds right now. There is a deflated, defeated mentality, spirit, I guess, about them right now that is just palpable. And I think part of that is just because they had their hopes up so high. Now, this is so reminiscent of 2016. I think 2016 caught them so far off guard that they started in their minds, they had to come up with all kinds of other crazy ideas. And this was a Russian hack. They were energized by all of the ridiculous claims that came out right after the election. And they all bought right into it because they just knew Hillary should win. Hillary was going to win this. There's hands down, we're going to have a female president. And when that didn't happen, they were really let down by that. And I think that is still fresh in the memories of some of these people. And they realize, hey, we didn't win. And that's interesting. There's this one commentator, and I'm hoping I can find this because it actually, where was it? Yeah, it's right here. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this right away. This is on Lefties Losing It, Rita Panaye, whatever, how are you pronouncing her name? She has this lady who was pretty special because this lady walks into a wine or like a alcohol, you know, like a packaged liquor type place. She's going to buy some champagne, and she's this guy who owns the store, of course, the store owner, the business owner, asks her about this whole, what she's celebrating, and she's, well, I'm going to be celebrating with Madam President this evening. Here she is. This is the lady. What she has to say here is just precious. So we'll go with this. Here she is.
Favorite. This is instant karma in all its deliciousness.
This is Rita.
Let's check in on this smug but ignorant lefty woman on election day, recounting an encounter with a store clerk.
He's asked me, you know, why I was getting the champagne, and I said, because I'm going to be toasting Madam President tonight. And he just looked at me with kind of like a smirk on his face, and I said, you know, she's going to win this, right? And he says, oh, well, it's very, very close. And I said, no, it's not. He says, well, what do you mean?
She's right about that.
It's not. The women of America are making their voices heard. Reproductive rights is what it all comes down to, and the women are voting in numbers relative to men that are unbelievable. She's won this. And I said to him, she's going to take every one of the swing states plus Iowa.
She was right. It wasn't close.
Well, somebody took all the swing states plus Iowa, including Donald Trump taking Iowa by about 13.5% or 14%, whatever it was. I think it was closer to 15%, actually, when it was all counted. which that one pollster said it was the other direction. We're going to take Iowa. Yeah. Sadly, they were wrong. Now, I don't know. You know, how do you go back into that store again? How do you face that after being so smug about, oh, I'm a political analyst? No, you're not. I'm not a political analyst. And I talk about politics all the time. Even when it's inappropriate to do so. I'm not a political analyst. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer or a financial counselor. But I talk about this stuff all the time. I study it. I look at it. I listen to everybody's opinions on this stuff. But I'm not one. I'm just a guy with an opinion about that stuff. Now, maybe it's an educated opinion, but that doesn't make me one. I don't know what does make you. What does make you a financial expert? I have no idea. It's anybody's guess. Just your salary and your title make you that? Apparently that's what it takes. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. I can't hear you. So just go ahead and tell me because I can't hear you. So I still won't know. But you can go ahead and talk back to the radio or talk back to your record player there on whatever you got done. So we have. Gosh, and there's just one thing. Speaking of this, speaking of business owners. You know, there's a reason why I do not aspire too highly. And Indiana is not such a bad place to have an LLC or a corporation. But I do not. Speaking of being a lawyer, I'm not one, but I do not have. I've had LLCs. I've had 501c3s. I've had sub S corporations. Multiple of these. I have to tell you, I am burned out on those. In fact, now the business that I have right now is a completely sole proprietorship. It's not an LLC. I have a business that focuses mostly on things that are not product liability. I have no product liability issues. I mean, it's the kind of thing where if I did something, I am my own employee. If I do hire anybody to do anything, it's by contract only. So they can that way they can do whatever they want. I only hire contract labor. So so I don't have any employees. I don't have to pay any withholdings. I don't have to do any of that stuff. Just bill me for it. We'll go that route. That way that person can be a sole proprietor. They don't have to be, if they have an LLC or whatever they have, that's fine with them. I don't care. That's what am I going to do? But the state, the LLC, the corporation, any kind of corporation, whether it's a limited liability corporation, whether it's a sub-S 501c3, even if it's a trust, that corporation does not, you don't own that corporation. That corporation is actually an entity of the state in which it's filed. Most people don't realize that. You might be the sole proprietor of that corporation. You might be the only one who has any stock in that corporation. But guess what? The state, it is a state-created entity. And as such, it is subject to the state. You are a human being who is not subject to the state. You have many more rights than your corporation does. Let's just put it that way. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just telling you my experience with this whole thing. And I don't care what, there's probably lawyers that would argue with me and say, well, no, that's not the way it really is. Whatever. You want to get in the technical textbook definition of whatever it is? No, it is an entity of the state. They have control of it. Maybe not day-to-day operational control. For instance, there is a new, this came out during the Biden administration. This happened during the Biden administration. They're cracking down on all these LLCs that are laundering money. They're laundering money with LLCs. That's the excuse they gave us. This is all poppycock. I'd like to say something else, but it just doesn't come out of my mouth. There's this thing called a BOI right now that's going around. And you better file it before the end of the year. You better file it before the end of this month. If you have an LLC and you are a small business owner, I assume most of the people who listen to me, their companies probably make less than $5 million a year. I assume that. There's not a whole lot of people who listen to me that make more than that, I don't think. Large corporations, banking entities, and certain other types of organizations are exempt from this, but everybody else, some 33 million business owners in this country, small business owners, have to file this paperwork, or you will be prosecuted. You will be fined. I think it's up to $25,000, some ridiculous amount of fine. Now, most people can appeal it and try to get it, just if you mess up and make a mistake, they might let it go, but if they want to enforce this, they can. This is a federal mandate. And of course, what's weird about this is that people file for corporation status through their states, their individual states. But the federal government this is where it gets scary with me. I don't like this. It's very uncomfortable. I have asked several different legal professionals. One of them was a lawyer and one of them was an accountant. Certified CPA. The other one was a will and trust and corporate law type person, general legal services. If I had to file, because I don't have an LLC, and I was emphatically told by everyone so far, no, you're not. And of course, the letter I got from my bank was that if I have an LLC, I have to file this BOI report or whatever it is. It's one or two pages of information that they're asking for. It's not really that intrusive terribly. It is, but it isn't. But basically anybody that puts, and what gets me about this is, if you're a nefarious individual who's laundering money through an LLC, all you have to do is fill this paper out. You're self-reporting on this. You can lie on that piece of paper just like you can lie when you got your LLC. This doesn't make any sense to me other than that they want to have a federal registry of all these LLCs, because that's all they're doing. Or that and the fact that they want to raise money because of all the fines they're going to collect on people who aren't aware of this. There's people who have LLCs sitting around that they haven't used for a long time, probably forgot to think that they're just inactive and they've gone away. They have not gone away. In fact, unless you have actually filed the paperwork to get rid of them, they're still on the books. They're still out there. Now, if they were before a certain date or after a certain date, I think if you filed this year, I don't think you have to do it. If you filed before a certain year as well, like, I don't know, 2016 or whatever it is, then you don't have to file it either. But this it just smells to me. It just all of a sudden popped up during the Biden administration. I think it was passed in 2021. 2022, it actually went into effect. I think he signed it in 2022, I believe. And then, of course, it's due before the end of this year. When anything happens in legislation where they have it at the end of an election year, when it's a major election year, that's a telltale sign that there's something politically going on here, that something they're trying to pull something on you. It raises some smelly flags to me because of the fact that they keep doing this kind of stuff. They've done it. It's a pattern that I've seen many, many, many times. They'll have something that goes into effect after the term, like this is going to go into effect in 2020, at the end of 2025 or the beginning of 2025, whatever it is, because that way, in case the administration changes, they can blame it on somebody else. But if it doesn't, well, then we snuck it in. And that's kind of they play all these games all the time about timing things just right so that it comes before or after an election. And this is one of those things that, in my opinion, is just another subtle way. I don't want to say subterfuge. Just the way that they propagate this stuff is just always sneaky and underhanded. And it's one more way that are they going to make you file this every year now? Is that what's going to happen? That's my question. Is what's going to happen here? And what are they going to use all this information for? Because they're not going to give this information up. So just another way they can come back and say, oh, you made a mistake on this form 23 years ago, and we're going to arrest you for this now. That's the kind of stuff that just, the more control they have over all this stuff. This is why I'm hoping beyond all hope, that DOGE is able to just cut a bunch of this fat out of our lives and just free us up to be who we are. Now, if we can get this whole thing passed where there's no tax on tips, where there's no tax on overtime, no withholdings, folks, you're going to see people working hard. You're going to see people putting in overtime. You're going to see people working hard to get tips. And frankly, I'm going to tip more. I am going to tip way more. I'm going to tip everybody. It is going to be a free rein on the tips because I want to see people prosper and keep what they've earned. And by golly, if you've served me well and you get a good, I'm going to give you a good tip and you're going to earn it and you're going to keep every bit of it. Period. God bless you. Hopefully you don't spend it on something stupid, but that's on you. Hopefully you pass it on and give good tips to other people as well. We're going to see an economic boom, in my opinion. If that gets through, I guarantee you, you will see productivity and people will be motivated to work in this country like you've never seen. All those jobs that Americans won't do, they'll do them. The problem is, when we do them, we see our wealth being taken away from us. Everything we work hard for is just taken away. My wife and I work extremely hard most of our lives, scratched and clawed to get where we're at. And finally, last year, in the last few years, actually, we've done very well. And last year was our highest income level year, to be frank about it. And we saw most of it go away in taxes and inflation. It doesn't feel like we're making any more money now than we were 10 years ago because we haven't changed anything. We haven't bought a new house. We haven't bought any new cars. My car has 312,000 miles on it. We're still fixing things. We're still doing things relatively the same as we were. And the day-to-day bills, the day-to-day everything has gone down, in fact. We have fewer payments than we had 10 years ago. And it feels like we're not gaining anywhere. We're not really getting there. You know, we're comfortable. Don't get me wrong. We're comfortable. We're doing fine. But it's one of those things where you would think by now, but it just seems like between taxes, property taxes, and going up, and the cost of living, it just, you know, when cost of living goes up 20%, it's just, that just eats into everything. And the day-to-day ability to sock money away goes away. Excuse me. So, just saying. So, time for the cool tea. So, that bothers me that there's this whole financial thing going on with that. Now, there's something else I want to talk about. Let's just change subjects now and go back to maybe the what is this? I got a message here. I've gotten more comments. I've gotten probably almost 200 comments on this one comment that I put on a YouTube video about products. I might get back to that in a little bit here. I did record something this morning. This was recorded from the Mark Dice show, and I want to play this. Total change of subject here, but what it is this is the Joe Rogan show. This was a short, I guess, on YouTube. Now he does a little cuss word here, just so, you know, got kids in the room, just become whatever. This is Joe Rogan talking about what Hillary Clinton said. This has circulated all over the internet for a long time. Back in 2008, when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were running for the primary for the election in 2008, of course she had no chance in that one because of, you know, if Barack would have been, well, yeah, Hillary probably would have stepped into the VP role in 2016. In 2008, instead of being Secretary of State, she had been the VP for Barack Obama instead of Biden. She probably would have been able to roll into the. Well, I don't know. It's who knows. It's one of those things where it's just the straw man thing. You just don't know. I don't know. But in the meantime, this is Hillary Clinton. And she, this has been circulated a lot because what she's saying is beyond what Trump has ever said. But, you know, Trump's the racist. He's the misogynist. He's the bigot. There's another thing I want to talk about too is this the whole P. Diddy thing. And how Hollywood has responded to him in comparison to Donald Trump. So let's take a listen here.
Shit. Check this out. This one is wild. This is Hillary Clinton in like 2008, and Hillary Clinton saying some wild MAGA type shit.
They committed a crime, deport them. No questions asked, they're gone.
She's a Republican.
If they've been working and are law abiding, we should say, here are the conditions for you staying. You have to pay a stiff fine because you came here illegally. You have to pay back taxes, and you have to try to learn English, and you have to wait in line.
And people. And people are cheering for that in the Democrat Party. They're cheering for that. This should be your first clue. How did they shift the Democrat Party from 2008 to 2016 with this idea that Donald Trump's a racist because he said those very same things? How does that work when we have an 8-year term, basically, a full 2 terms of a black president, you know, a mixed race president in office? How does that happen? I don't think it would change anything if she would have been in office. It would have been the same thing. They wouldn't have done this. They wouldn't have gone this far. And their intent, the bottom line, baseline intent for these people. They are just puppets on a string, folks. It's the people behind the scenes that are controlling all this stuff. And people like George Soros want open borders. They want, he has absolutely gone on a record saying he wants open borders. He doesn't want borders in any country. Those people just be able to walk across borders and live where they want to live. Because he can influence and change that. There's a certain amount of influence he has on that that it doesn't have when people are held to account where they go. And he knows full well that that's the case. So here we are with this idea that somehow Donald Trump is the racist bigot, wants to kick everybody out of the country. All of a sudden, their whole shift is let everybody in, let anybody in. They're all, there's no such thing as an illegal person. I'm all for migrants. I'm all for immigrants coming into this country. I'm all for it. I want to see them come in legally. And I think most people in this country understand that. There needs to be a legal process and not just an open, fill out this form, here you go, there you are, now you're legal. That's what they mean by immigration reform. When they talk about comprehensive immigration reform, well, our immigration system's broken. When they say that it's broken and they need reform, what they're talking about is an open border where you just fill out a form and now you get a rubber stamp and you're a citizen. That's what they're talking about. When people think of the system, the border process and the immigration system, they think of the DMV, the things that has to be done to process the lines you have to wait in, the things that have to be done. People think of the process as being a problem. That's not the problem, really. And maybe those things could be made more efficiently. But we have to have limits. And that's where it comes into. We already legally allow about 1.2 million people into this country every year. Legally allow 1.2 million people who apply and go through the process, 1.2 million a year. We have allowed more than double that in the last 4 years, illegally, on top of that. And that's where the nefarious activity happened. 370,000 children have gone missing under this administration. There's a really good, maybe I can find this, because this guy says it really much better than I can, and I don't know. And you know me, I can say things pretty well. So I'm going to go, it's back in my history here. It's got to be here somewhere. Let's just look at all of them, because this is in a short where this guy says this, and it is, it's the broken water cycle. Where is this thing? Where is he? It's got to be right here. I didn't listen to that many shorts this morning. Where'd he go? Nope, that's not that one. That's not that one. Here it is. This is it. This is right. This is really good.
2022. The FBI released the fact that 357,000 children, undocumented children, have gone missing. They don't know where they are. That's over half the population of the city of Vancouver, Canada, vanishing. Nobody knows. The story is on every single news screen around the planet nonstop. They vanished, gone off the radar. How's the only way 357,000 children go missing off the radar in North America? I'll tell you the only way. The only way 357,000 children go missing under the radar is if the people who manage the radar had something to do with it. That's the only way.
Boom. Boom. 2022. That's some heavy accusation right there. But I believe I think he's over the target on that one. One of the things you're going to find, and this was on The View recently, or on some kind of panel discussion. I don't know if this wasn't The View. It reminded me of The View. There's a guy, I think it might have been on CNN. And Peter Jennings, is it Peter Jennings? Whatever guy's name is, something Jennings. This guy they got on there now is doing a very good job. It's not Peter Jennings, whatever guy he is. And he's doing a really good job. They kind of have this token guy that they hired to be kind of the balance for conservative voice. I think this guy's genuine, I think. I thought they were going to hire a token guy. This guy's actually, he like rolls his eyes and says, you know, when they say stupid things, he just rolls his eyes and goes, what's wrong with you? You still have the stupid mentality going out there. Donald Trump is, you know, some gonna kill all of his political enemies. And one of the things that this one lady says, and they say this all the time, all these, they're going to round up all these women and children, women and children, women and children. They always say women, it's just women and children. They're, all these immigrants are women and children. Folks, when I see video of all these people coming across the border, when I see people being smuggled in, when I see people coming across the border illegally, I don't see women and children. Of course, if there is one, they make sure the camera's on that one. Everybody else, a vast majority, and everybody who's been on the border watching these guys come across will say these are military-aged men. In other words, these guys are in their 20s or less. They're high teens, 20s, coming across the border. Now, I have seen some in airports, I'm telling you. These guys aren't hurting. They've been to the gym more than I have. Folks, I'm going to plan on having a show from the worldwide headquarters tomorrow morning if I get back. In the meantime, have a great day. Have a great night. God bless. See ya.